Okay. This is the third creative diary. And, yeah. Things are good. Things are still good. Still writing. Just picking up the guitar every day now, which I wasn't doing, unfortunately. So this is sort of kicking my butt, and that's great. I just took a very nice walk. You know, it's one of my greatest pleasures in life. I have two main pleasures in life now that, well, you know, I can't go to cafes or the movies or the theater or anything, so let alone concerts. So there are two things that I do, and that's take walks. And I love listening to audiobooks or podcasts or something like that when I'm taking a walk. And so that's about it. And then at night, I love to sit in my living room and listen to vinyl records. You know, so those are my two joys of the lockdown. Well, we don't have lockdown here, really, but we have a lot of restrictions, let's put it that way. So yeah. So I took a walk, and I was listening to this book called The War of Art, and my friend pointed it out to me. He said he wanted to read it for a while and hadn't gotten around to it yet, so I decided to pick up the audio version. And it's so funny because I'm working my way through a book called The Artist's Way, which is sort of about, you know, unleashing your creativity and stuff like that. And this is a similar book, but The Artist's Way is written by a woman, and The War of Art is written by a man. And it has this war thing, war imagery and all that. And it's so funny to see the difference between these two books, because one is sort of very masculine and the other is, well, I wouldn't say it's very feminine, but it's pretty obviously, you know, it's a lot softer. And I don't know, I thought it was very funny, but they're both good. But I don't know, I mean, I just started that Art of War book, but it starts out pretty well anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I got a kick out of that. It was very funny. But there was some great points in it, and a lot of food for thought that I'm still sort of mulling over. You know, it's there were all these I talked about sort of comparisons between artists and fundamentalists, and that, you know, they're both seekers, but you know, artists are sort of looking for themselves in a positive way, whereas fundamentalists, it's all much more negative. You know, there's evil everywhere and stuff like that. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, I think art is, regardless of whether it's music or visual arts or movies or whatever, I think the part that draws me to it so much is that it is so positive. It's your art is, or at least it should always be, about, you know, creating something. And that's why, you know, creativity is my, I'm always fascinated with creativity, because it's so wonderful to be able to create something out of nothing, you know. And to wake up every morning and have the chance to sit down and write fiction, come up with stories that never existed before, and to write music and create songs that have never existed before, and to be able to sit down and do this, to just talk and I don't plan this. I sit down and I think of a song. You know, this is of course only the third time, but the way I've been doing this, I just sit down, I think of a song, and I pick up the guitar and I hit record, and that's it. And just creating sound where there was silence is a form of creativity, and it's those of you listening, I keep telling you, but I am just so thankful, so grateful that you're here listening and that I have a chance to actually do this. And it's been my lifelong dream, and it's a bit weird that it took me, you know, I'm getting older, I'm getting on in years. But I guess, you know, that just makes me more mature and better, and, you know, to be able to be a musician, to call myself a musician, a songwriter, is just, it's a real privilege, you know. So, I don't know why I don't know why I thought of this song. I was listening to Bob Dylan last night. This is not a Bob Dylan song that I'm gonna play, but I was listening to Bob Dylan, and I don't know why this song out of whatever Bob Dylan song I was listening to popped into my head, but this is a Dr. Hook song. It's called The Millionaire. And I'm a huge Dr. Hook fan, and I love especially their earlier stuff. But I mean, all throughout, you know, even when they were doing disco, they were better than any other disco band. They were better than any, you know, their country was better than other country music, and their folk music was better than other folk music. I don't know what it is. I just love Dr. Hook, and I sometimes get weird looks when I tell people that, but then I point out all the magnificent songs that they had in their repertoire. Even though they didn't write most of them, they certainly made them famous, and they performed them wonderfully. But I think this... I don't know who wrote this song. It was the members of Dr. Hook, or I don't think it was Shel Silverstein. He wrote most of the music. Actually, this might be a Shel Silverstein song. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going to sing it. This is The Millionaire. I'm not a bad person. I don't drink and I don't kill. I got no evil habits, and I probably never will. I don't sing like Elvis Presley, I can't dance like Fred Astaire. But there's one thing in my favor, I'm a millionaire. And I got more money than a horse has hairs, 'cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money is gonna bring me down. If you ain't with me, honey, to help me spread it around. I could get myself a nose job, I could dye it for a year, but I'll never be Robert Redford, 'cause I'm much too fond of beer. Please don't misunderstand me, it's not love I'm trying to buy. It's just I got all this here money, and I'm a pretty ugly guy. horse has hands, 'cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money is gonna bring me down. If you ain't with me, honey, to help me spread it around. I don't mind if you love me for my money, if you love me for whatever else I got. But except for all this stuff, I'm alone in Fort Knox. I don't guess I'm doing all that hard. But I got more money than a horse has hands, 'cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money is gonna bring me down.
That was fun. I love that song. yeah, this was fun as always. Thanks for listening, and talk soon.